know what that means when somebody places membership. I think, do what? I'm going to break down. I'm going to break dance right out there by Trey. But I do think it's a good day to do this dance. So, good morning to everyone. Great lesson, James. Good to see everyone. Great crowd that's here this morning. I know of two. Are there any first-time visitors here this morning? Yes, now that's Gabe and Luke. And Luke, you're Al's son. See, I didn't know that, but I'm clairvoyant. I've got this gift. Where are you guys from?
I live in Denver, Colorado right now.
Denver, yeah. I lived a long time in Colorado Springs. Great place to live. Good to have you two here today, okay?
Good to be here.
Good to have you. Any other first-time visitors? All right. Well, it's good to have everyone here today. Let's go ahead and do our prayer request. Phil has the microphone, so if you have a prayer request, raise your hand, hold the microphone up to your mouth, and say your name. And Rod, you're first.
Mine's not a prayer request. Mine's a thank you from Verla Marsh. I'm going to pin it back here on the board, but I'll read the first part. Thank you for being a blessing in my life. Thank you for the Christmas care box. I would let you know how much you folks are appreciated. You are true angels to me. There's more. You can read that on the board back here.
Great. And I failed to mention Casey's here. It's great to always see you, Casey. We had a breakfast here this morning. It just amazes me when we have our first Sunday meal or we have breakfast here, Casey's here. You know, so I don't know if there's... All right, other prayer requests. Raise your hand. Over here, Deborah.
I just want to thank everybody for all the prayers and the thoughts and the cards and the calls when I was so sick and couldn't be here. I really greatly appreciate all of you, and I'm thankful to God that I am on the road to being better and things, but thank you all. I love you all.
Oh, thank you.
We love you too, Deborah, and we're very blessed that you are here today. Other prayer requests. This side? Yes, Steve?
I'm Steve Pelliquin. We just found out that our daughter is pregnant with her second child. This is the one that Bethany is her name, and we would like prayers for her as she goes through this pregnancy. The last one was really devastating. And what's that?
She has HG.
Oh, she has what's known as HG, and it's hard to treat properly. And last year it almost, to us, killed her. So just praying that the Lord does something awesome this time and that she can find the right doctors and the right treatments that she can get to carry it full term without any major problems. Okay.
Thank you, Steve, for sharing that. Other prayers? Yes, Kate.
Talked to Mary Stonecipher yesterday.
Okay, good.
She's awful cough. She's had this, and it's really bad when you're on the phone with somebody and this awful cough. And she said, I'm not going to come out. She did have her stress test on Friday and several other tests, and this week sometime, I think she told me the day, that she'll go back and get the results of all that. And that'll have an effect on this cancer that she has in her kidneys, this spot of cancer. So let's be praying for Mary and also praying for the inauguration ceremonies that are going to go on Monday. And just a lot of stuff around that. And for our policemen, our law enforcement people, and firemen and medical first responders, they can take care of us, our military. And so we pray for them.
Thank you, Kay. Other prayer requests over here? Charla?
I did not get a chance to thank everybody for the Christmas donations that y'all did. The people that took the stuff and delivered it. We were able to help 12 families, some full families, some widows. And I just want to greatly, greatly thank you guys for helping me out and donating and all the time that you gave. I appreciate that. And I also have an unspoken, please.
Thank you, Charlene. We really appreciate the dedication you have to that. Other, here, Patty up front.
My dad, Melvin, is not here today. He has a sinus infection, and he really didn't get to sleep last night at all. So if you'll be with him. And then our son, Taylor, has a meeting tomorrow with a very good job opportunity. So we just pray that that works well. And then our daughter, Corinne, is having tomorrow morning, I'm taking her to have her second surrogacy baby. So just pray. She's going to have a C-section. The baby's really small. But anyway, it's going to be about 3 weeks early. So if you'll just pray that all will go well with that.
You bet. Thank you, Patty. Pete?
A few weeks ago, I asked for prayer for Sharon Thoreau. She lost her husband, Mike. We took a Christmas basket to her, and I got a thank you note yesterday from her, and she really appreciates the congregation for thinking of her and for giving her some extra goodies that she needed.
Thank you, Pete. This side? Yes. Marion?
My name is Marion, and I'd like to lift up my friend, lifelong friend, Melody Melton in Texas, that was diagnosed with colon cancer on Wednesday. She's a former school teacher and is rearing her 15-year-old grandson right now, has had him all his life. So I'd just like to lift up Braden, her grandson, also with that request. And then our daughter-in-law, her uncle wasn't feeling well, went to Washington Regional yesterday, and they did a body scan because they just couldn't put their finger on it, and he has cancer throughout his body. So his name is Gentry, and I want to say he's about, Hank says 45 or 50. I mean, he's young. So his wife's name is Teresa. So I'd just like to lift up that family, and I cannot think of their last name, but Gentry and Teresa, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
I also want to lift up Callie Pollitt. We'll be on duty at the Capitol during the inauguration, so we'd like to lift up specifically Callie. Thank you.
Thank you for letting us know that. Thank you. Yes, Louise. Yeah, there we go. In the pink.
I want to thank everyone and my sister-in-law. Thanks, everyone, for the prayers for my brother-in-law, David. He died this week, but is now out of pain. And she appreciates all the prayers from your family. And David had told me earlier on that he really appreciated your prayers.
Thank you, Louise.
What was your name? Your daughter's name?
What's your daughter's name?
No,
sister. Or sister.
Sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Kelsey.
Thank you, Louise.
I'd like us to remember Leon and Allie Hollingsworth. The last I knew, Allie was in the hospital in Springdale. And I don't know from there.
You don't know if she's still there or not?
I don't know.
Okay. She is still there.
She's still there. Okay.
Okay. She's still there. And can you give us any kind of an update, Louise?
She sounded very strong, but Allie always does.
Yes, she does.
And she's missing everyone here. But thank you for your prayers. And
if you talk to her again, would you let her know we...
Leon's...
You know...
grandson is coming over every day Robert and his little boy are keeping up, you know, on with her, and she's still in the hospital, but hoping, but getting, feeling that she's getting stronger.
Thank you. And if you talk to her again, let her know we love her and we miss her. And Leon, we love him as well.
Also, Robert Pruitt, her neighbor. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, still Louise. Talking.
Luckily, she did call me finally because I said, I know you don't ever answer your answering machine or any calls. Yeah. But she said, I will call you again.
Good. All right.
Her neighbor, Robert Pruitt, Allie and Leon's neighbor, he's adopting his grandson, and tomorrow he's having a home study. And so he's somewhat anxious about that because that's part of the adoption process.
Okay.
So pray for Robert and his grandson, Jackson, who Robert wants to call him my son. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, Nathaniel and Al.
I've got a friend of mine. His name is Luke. He's shipping off to join the Army February 11th, and just prayers for that. His, I've talked to him off and on, and his faith is shaky at sometimes, and so I think the military could be possibly very detrimental to that. So just prayers for him.
All right.
Good morning. I'm Alan. I just want to give praise that I've been able to be blessed with the company I've had this weekend. I just want to ask for safe travels as they go home today.
You bet. Yeah, you've been surrounded by family. That's wonderful. Any other prayer requests? I don't want to miss anyone. All right, well, let's bring that to David, and let's have our prayer song.
Let us pray. Oh, our gracious and loving Father, we come before you, giving you glory, praise, and honor for who you are and what you do. We thank you so much. Thank you for saving us, for creating us, and even minor things in prayer, answered prayers, and major, in both major and minor. So, Lord, we just give you so much praise. We praise you for the visit that Al and his wife have for their family visiting. We praise you for just our visitors that are here. We praise you for just for the fact that you've been, for the opportunity to be a family here and to serve you and to love each other as we end our community, because it's through you that we're able to do this. Lord, we do now come before you with some requests because we need you. We need your power and your grace. We pray for Bethany, who's having now pregnant with her second child. We ask that you just be with her and minimize or even avoid the difficulties that she had last pregnancy is our request, Lord. Lord, we pray for Mary Stonecipher and just ask that you be with her this week as with her tests. We ask for healing for her cough and of her cancer. We lift up Melvin and his sinus infection. We lift up Patty's son Taylor and his job interview. We lift up Corinne her, and with her C-section with the baby being 3 weeks early, Lord, just bless her and the baby. We pray for Sharon, who's lost her husband, and Lord, just be comfort her and guide her. We pray for Marion's friend Melody, and just ask for healing there, but also with her, be with her grandson as she goes through this, and just give comfort him and guide him. We lift up Gentry and his wife Teresa, who now he has cancer, and we just ask that you be in that and Give them comfort and, if possible, healing according to your will. We pray for Callie, who's going to be on duty tomorrow at the Capitol, or maybe she already is. Lord, just be with her and protect her and guide her. We pray for Kelsey Ryan and the loss of her husband. Lord, just be with her and comfort her and her family. We pray for healing for Leon and Allie as we continue to lift them up and just ask for your touch and your comfort and your power. We pray for Robert and his adoption and of his grandson Jackson. Lord, just be in that and may you bless that. And as they come into his home, and Lord, just continue with that process and blessing him. Lord, we ask that you be with Luke, who's joining the army, but Lord, strengthen his faith and put someone in his life that can be a mentor and continue his discipleship, Lord, give him the motivation to step forward and seek that kind of a relationship, maybe with his chaplain. Lord, we just ask for safe travels for Al's family and just continue to bless them as they travel back today or whenever it is. Anyway, Lord, we also lift up our country, especially as tomorrow is the inauguration and there's a lot of anger and upset over different worldviews and what the new administration will bring in. Lord, we ask for that you continue to guide us and lead our country. May your truth be revealed in the love you have for us. May the lies of the enemy be defeated. And Lord, may you just bring peace amongst us. And may we love all our fellow men as you want us to. Father, we pray for our fathers. We ask that you just be with them and guide them. Give them wisdom as they cope with all the emergencies that they deal with. Give them protection and just bless them as they serve us and serve you. Father, we pray for not just our country, but also for our world. There is so much strife in our world, and we just ask for blessings on your family and your people. Lord, we ask, especially in places like Nigeria and North Korea and China and other places where your believers are persecuted, even up to including death. Lord, just be with them. Continue to strengthen their faith, and may you strengthen our faith and as we help us to keep them in our prayers. Father, we, of course, pray for peace in our world, if that's possible. But your will be done in all things. We ask all these things in your Son's name. Amen.